95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor, on this beautiful cloudy day that makes me so very happy.
Do I sound incredibly fuzzy, or is that my headphones?
I think it's because you're hungover from yesterday.
No, how dare you.
It seems like a dream yesterday. Everything was like deja vu yesterday. It was weird. Maybe you're still feeling strange after that.
I drove in today next to Angeline. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
She's got the pink Corvette.
Yep.
And you can just tell, like, from seeing lane to lane, that there was, like, 10 times too much plastic surgery going on.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And also, what's she famous for?
Billboards.
Is it just having billboards?
Yeah, and looking to get into a movie. So, basically, she was always, like, looking to be famous, and she's, you know...
Was she a singer?
No, well, I think she's tried everything. I think she's done it all. Yeah, she does it all.
We might have to find some songs.
I'm all for it.
Because...
It's funny, because a friend of mine was in from New York, and I said he was staying in Hollywood, and I'm like, keep your eyes open for Angeline. She's famous, and showed him a picture. He sent me a picture, like, 20 minutes later. She was sitting like right across from him in traffic. I'm like, wow.
I think that's all she does is drive.
I believe you may be right.
Because then you can see her car and go, hey, yep. That's that.
That's Angeline.
And I don't know why she's famous.
Because she's Angeline.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah, I got to get all these margarita mixes out of the way. It's a margarita day or something. And
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Like
it's National Margarita Day?
Yes. Oh. And Marcy was really going to town, man. She was she's a lot of margaritas.
Was she?
Oh, yeah.
Did they carry her out?
Salt shakers everywhere? Yes.
Okay. Great. We're going to talk about worst jobs.
Okay.
Some of them worse than others, let's be honest.
Sure. I mean, there's some bad jobs out there.
Thank God there's like people who want to be a mortician, because to me, that's the worst job ever.
Couldn't be much worse. Yeah. No, yeah.
But we'll take calls on
nurses.
That.
I'm glad people want to be nurses. Same. Why do you want to stick your hands on that ugly human being right? And help them?
There was a party bus high-speed chase.
Yeah!
It was sort of high-speed. It was kind of an average speed chase.
Everybody was tweeting you. They're like, Kevin, this is right up your alley.
Is this you? How dare you? The Nextdoor app.
Oh, yeah.
Is full of great people. Oh, we're going to celebrate some of them today.
Yes, we are.
And Matthew Stafford and his wife partied until the early morning and then had to go to Disneyland to celebrate the Super Bowl.
And they're always happy with very drunk people there.
Hungover for something important is going to be our topic in the 5 o'clock hour.
Right.
Because let's be honest, we've all been hungover. I'm like, oh.
I can't do this,
I can't get out of it, but I can't do it.
I'm going to be in the sunshine and around humans and
say
things.
What am I going to do? So it's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Matthew Stafford and his wife, Kelly, revealed they're partying after the Super Bowl.
You want to give away some tickets, though?
Yes.
Let's do that. I want to do that.
That's what I
meant.
That's
exciting.
I meant Paul McCartney's going to be playing at SoFi.
Oh, woo!
That's what I meant. Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
It's Friday, May 13th at SoFi Stadium. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But if you would like to win those tickets...
Text the word Kevin. Everybody knows how to spell Kevin, I suppose. To 68683 right now. Text the word Kevin.
What if they spell it wrong?
Well, then
are they still in the drawing?
No, they'll track you down and slap you upside the head. Yeah, you still got it. So 68683.
It's a different way that we're doing this today, but you will win tickets to see Paul McCartney when he comes to SoFi.
Yeah,
on May 13th.
Mayhap. All right. So what
speaking
were you
thinking of SoFi?
Yes.
Much better.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford and his wife, Kelly, revealed the party that they had after the Super Bowl. And I can imagine being an athlete.
Can you?
Only, shut up. Only in that they always have to say, okay, let's put that game behind us.
Right.
And what's coming next is what's important.
Right.
And when you finally win
but,
the Super Bowl or Stanley Cup or whatever it is, you must just lose it.
Yes, you melt.
Because you don't have to modify that at all. You don't have to calm yourself down. You don't have to do any of that
stuff. Yeah, because you did it. You hit the goal.
And now what you have is off season, and you can actually let your hair down and party.
Especially the first night or 20.
Yes. So apparently Matthew Stafford went on his wife's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about this. They went to a hot spot, Harriet's.
Oh, yeah. I love Harriet's.
And then they went to Drake's.
I don't either.
Yep. Then they went to Drake's house.
Sure. I go there a lot. That is a party zone.
They were watching smiley face sweaters. They were wearing them together, matching. They were matching. Did I mention they were matching? When asked if the rapper performed, Stafford said he might have. I don't know. They left apparently at 4 a.m.
And that's a little early, honestly. That's almost responsible.
The reason they left at 4 a.m. is because there was a party at Disneyland. There's a parade at Disneyland.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's
right.
That
they had to take their kids to. Yeah. They have four kids.
Oh, my God. And the Rams were on the parade route right through Main Street, I do believe.
And they were talking a lot about how difficult that was.
Sure.
Because you played in a game,
right?
Stayed out celebrating,
of course,
probably drinking champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed,
champagne.
What, 5 o'clock? Maybe, yes. If they're lucky.
And man, again, very responsible, even with an appearance the next day, because you just
you
won the Super Bowl.
If you won the Super Bowl, would go. When we had Meta World Peace on after the Lakers won the championship,
right? He was destroyed.
He
right?
did it right. He came in his jersey and in his outfit
because he hadn't
they
changed.
Don't wear outfits. Right. I don't know why I called him that.
Right.
But he hadn't changed.
Right.
He was out partying the night before, and he came in his Lakers uniform.
Well, of course, that was a radio station, but, you know, you got to be a little more G-rated if you're going to go to Disneyland, I suppose. But
I suppose.
Still, that's quite a thing to say, hey, dude, the day after you win the Super Bowl, be ready to be out there with the kids.
Right.
That's asking quite a bit.
That is, yeah. So, basically, what we're going to do in the 5 o'clock hour is take your phone calls if you were hungover when you had to do something important, something you couldn't get out of.
You had a commitment.
Yes.
But you just had to party, man.
And you know in their mind they're thinking, okay, we need to go because tomorrow we have, and the kids.
But
and
we won the Super Bowl!
Right.
Or our version
so
of it.
So, I would like to say that they are heroes.
Yes.
For leaving that party at 4 a.m.
They are.
They're heroes.
It's better than I would. I just vanished. I would have just not shown up. You know that.
Ever again. We would have
probably
never heard
not.
From you.
No, if I won the
he
Super
won
Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl. He moved to Alaska and no one ever
go.
Heard from him. What do you think it's like to be professional?
I don't know. No clue at all.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Thank you to everybody who tweeted me today. To find out if I was the driver of the party bus that was in a high-speed chase.
But you're not female, or are you? Bom, bom, bom.
I turned it off because I had to go do something quickly, and they were trying to discuss whether it was a male or female because the shot from the camera was so far away.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
So they couldn't sort of tell.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, it's a dude.
99.9% of the time, yeah.
But so it was a party bus, and so from the other station, everybody remembered that Ralph Garman would always do an impression of me with the party bus.
I can't do it.
We got one in Vegas.
Call him at home.
And there was a the company that was going to pick up a client.
A client in the party bus? A client. One.
It just says a client. I don't know if that means a client party.
That's kind of sad that one person is at a party
one little person
themselves.
Back there with the little streamer.
Having a great time.
All right.
That's on the phone.
The party bus was... The party bus was stolen out of the San Diego area.
Oh, okay.
And then they drove all the way through Los Angeles. It was a pretty good driver, actually.
Yeah.
The dude was a pretty good driver.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of impressive because it was a party bus, and mm-hmm. I salute that big time. But coming out of San Diego, there's a hard thing to beat. Do you remember when someone stole a tank down there
that.
Driving around? Now, that one, how do you beat that?
I do remember that.
How
that
do you
is
beat that?
That may be an old-timer.
I think so.
This one came all the way up the freeway and then ended up out on the 14 freeway.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then got off and ran into another car, smashed it.
They were going to go party in Antelope Valley.
It was sort of funny in that the party bus just, I mean, it wasn't funny. As long as everybody's okay,
right.
It's sort of funny. Because
Ish.
The party bus didn't look like it took any damage at all. And the other car was an accordion. I mean, it was really a mess.
You don't want to be sitting there minding your own damn business.
Right.
And then
because
a runaway renegade party bus.
Damn it! So you were saying that it's going to be a bummer if there's only one client on.
Yeah.
Well, it was not even one. It was just a driver.
No, that's awesome.
No!
No, one client
awesome?
Paying for the party bus to go party by
Hang
themselves.
On, I'm going to pull over so
Sad.
I can use the pole, and then I'll come right back.
But one stealing it.
This is the end of the chase.
Yeah. Oh! Just rammed right into the back of the driver. Yep. Swerved across the lanes after that collision with a driver. So just out of control there, and it just couldn't slow down, as maybe that driver had braked or stopped in front of him hearing the sirens from the police
It's
officer.
Not even the feeling of the bus hitting you. It's the sudden, boom, boom, you just, rocket engines.
You just don't need that.
It wasn't me.
Sure.
I want to reiterate, it wasn't me.
Well, why you got that cast on your arm?
Also, it may...
And why is the cop in the room with us?
Also, he's the fuzz.
Hey, dude.
I just want to put out the word. It wasn't me.
Sure, okay.
Someone else.
Wasn't there. Wasn't
possibly
me?
A female.
There.
We don't know.
Yeah, well.
Haven't been able to determine that yet.
Sure.
But that was a sad little chase, I got to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. But still, party bus. Now, that's good. How do you top that? Not that I suggest you do.
But yeah. Let's get on it, people.
$1.24 million. $1.24 million
raised. You people rule.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
How generous you are.
Well
Thank
done.
You so much. Very, very cool. Breaking records with the KLOS Rocks, St. Jude Rocks Radiothon. It's always hard to say Radiothon.
Yeah.
This year.
It's a good thing we don't do that for a living.
Yeah. And I also want to thank our friends at Premier Coach Auto Collision Groups, servicing LA and Ventura County, for being sponsors of KLOS St. Jude Rocks 2022.
Thank you all.
Yes. Thank you. So anyways.
Oh, I didn't know we were.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were.
No,
okay,
no, no.
Because you said.
Yeah.
All right. The best of Nextdoor app.
Oh, yay.
People on Nextdoor are crazy.
Man, oh man.
And in a lot of different ways.
Hey, do you feel like joining Fight Club? Well, count them over to Nextdoor.
It's sort of that thing, yeah. It sort of is that thing. Yeah. But occasionally you'll find some gold, like Cat is recording us all. Not K-A-T, C-A-T.
Oh, the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my cat records stuff, too.
Every night I try to go on my evening walk, and I always see the same all-white cat with what looks like a small camera dangling from his neck.
Either that or, like, no.
This cat is always looking through people's windows or jumping into yards.
What a weird cat.
I'm afraid his owner has trained him to record people with his neck camera.
You know, they do have those, though, just to play devil's advocate. And
What's
I love
wrong
the
with
no,
you?
The videos are great. They just let the cat loose into the neighborhood and you see where the cat goes. And no one is trying to spy on anybody with them.
You don't know that. Maybe there's somebody that's trained him to use his neck camera.
I don't think they're trained. They're going around smelling poop and all the things cats do.
And so. Here's the proof. Every time I try to approach the cat or grab him, he looks scared and runs away.
Oh, that's so weird for a cat.
Right?
They
imagine.
Love strangers coming up to them.
So that's the kind of alert that you can get on Nextdoor. This is urgent. My neighbor's tree is dropping leaves on my driveway.
Oh, my God.
All in caps. I spoke to one of them, and they didn't seem at all concerned. In fact, they seemed disdainful.
Like, oh, my God, this guy.
I then spoke to the other resident of the home and was with the offending tree, and they claimed to not be able to even see the leaves. I know that they're not blind because I've seen them drive a car.
You know, there's an outside.
I don't want you to speed past
right.
that.
The outside possibility, that's my neighbor because they actually came over and they're like, hey, they keep blowing leaves onto my. And I'm like, it's the wind.
Your leaves?
Yeah. Onto his.
Maybe. Is this Nextdoor app about you?
Maybe. It could be.
Wow.
And we were like, yeah, that's the wind, buddy. That's this thing called the wind.
This thing exists called the wind.
Yeah, not much I can do about it.
Here's one that is exceptional from Christmas. That's why I'm bringing it up now. Mm-hmm. Because, hello, I know everyone loves this time of year, but can we please be considerate of some of us and please cut your lights off at 7:30 p.m.?
7:30?
My cats are trying to sleep and they find the light distracting.
Those are the trained cats that go out at night with cameras to spy on us all.
With the neck camera.
Yeah,
I like that they call it a neck camera.
Neck camera, yeah.
This is for Valentine's Day. Every one of you except Phil, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Phil, go to hell!
What does that mean? Like, why would someone post that?
Go to hell, Phil!
Disrespecting vegan radius.
Ooh.
Did you know that was a thing?
No.
A vegan radius?
Radius?
Last night around 18:30. We spotted our neighbors in their yard barbecuing what looked like raw flesh.
Oh, you mean like humans do?
That's we are vegan.
Nice.
We have had in-depth discussions with our neighbors about our veganism and the importance of a vegan community and the importance of living in a meat-free radius.
So they should, what, stop eating meat or move out of the neighborhood?
Because they're in the meat-free radius, Sligo.
I got to tell you, and I'm sure, Kevin, you're along these lines. When someone comes up and says something like that, I'm moving the barbecue closer to the edge of the property
line. And bringing out giant fans.
Yes.
Yes, and blowing it their way.
What are you doing? You're just asking for that.
Not only was it disturbing to watch, but the scent wafted into our house minutes after. To each their own, but feeling unsure about what to do next. And then they ask, how should I move forward?
Didn't the first one say drop dead?
I wish.
Wait a minute. I thought that was to each his own, though. That doesn't sound like a to each his own.
There's a meat-free radius. That's the part you keep missing. There's a meat-free radius.
I see.
And finally, do not throw your bag of dog poop in someone else's garbage can. Wow. It is appalling. appallingly nasty to open up my just emptied can and find an untied yellow bag of dog S in there.
I'm going to have to agree with that one, actually. That's disgusting.
You think it's too nasty to carry around with you? It's also too nasty to be in my garbage can,
That's
too.
That's a fact. I'm on this.
I know, you're an awful person. It's not a public garbage.
Right?
It's just mine.
Thank you.
Your dog waste is your responsibility. And then everybody else piled on going, listen, they picked it up.
Right.
So let's just be thankful for that.
That's something.
Because a lot of people apparently just walk on past.
Oh, all the time.
Just let the bombs drop and just walk on past.
But I want my empty, clean garbage can to only have my own dirty diapers
in
it.
You can't have both.
I don't want someone else's.
You can't have both. You can't.
And Anne's on your side, too. Come on. Next door app for the win.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
We were talking last week about people that, what was it? Morticians,
beauticians.
What a terrible job that must
Pediatricians,
be.
Obstetricians.
And you liked the idea of it.
Of being a mortician?
Uh-huh.
I did.
Didn't you? No.
I was probably not sober, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't either. And I'm glad there are people that want to do that because it needs to be done.
Yes. Nurses.
Yes, agreed.
How do you go in and change Joe's bandage again with that wonderful smell and his amazing demeanor?
You don't need to bring up smell.
Well, we're talking about crap jobs.
I know we are, but not literal. This is a list of the 25 worst. And number one, the worst job you could possibly have, and I beg to differ with this, is a telemarketer.
No.
Yes, it's awful. Agreed.
No, yes.
You call people, they hang up on you, they're mad, blah, blah, blah.
Who cares? If you don't care and you can be really good at it, I had a friend who was like amazing at it. And he just was laughing at everybody and how dumb they were and how much he rooked them. He ate it up and did really well. Not a bad job if you like it.
Well, and none of this is a bad job if you like it.
Right.
But some people end up having to take a job because they need a job.
Right.
And then they get stuck doing.
Don't be a telemarketer unless you want to really abuse people.
A house cleaner.
Yeah, that would be a bad job. Especially a naked housekeeper.
What?
You know, you've had naked housekeepers.
I've not.
Liar!
I have seen an advertisement for a topless one.
Yeah.
And that seemed like nothing but trouble. Like, how does that work one time without issues?
Without,
A cab driver.
Got another mess to clean up.
Right? A cab driver.
Yeah, that'd be a rough job.
A soldier. Come on.
Oh, well,
that's ridiculous.
That's
of course.
A really rough job.
Customer service advisor.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. If you're the guy that somebody goes to when they're angry, I can see that.
I know someone who does that job.
Mm-hmm. That would suck.
Yeah.
Slaughterhouse worker. Okay. All right.
Now, there's some people who would love that job.
No, really?
Oh, sure.
A promotional mascot.
Well... Okay.
I have known promotional mascots in my life, and they have had a miserable
time. Oh, so you mean like someone who puts on the costume and runs around? Okay, yeah, that would be pretty torturous. Yeah.
Especially like for kids' parties and stuff. We've done this topic before where we call and say you had or your friend had the worst job ever.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do again at 818-955-KLOS.
So this person...
Because if you hate your job, maybe you'll go, I don't quite have it this bad.
This person that you knew that did it, so they...
Hated.
And
every second.
Can we say what sort of costume they were in, or?
No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, no, we cannot.
Right. That's what I said.
That's foul.
Portable toilet cleaner.
Oh!
Agreed.
Woo!
Roadkill collector. Agreed. Sewer cleaner. Agreed.
Yeah.
I can't say number 14. Can you?
Animal. No, I can't say that. We're going to need some specimens.
Some samples from an animal.
So, like, that they could...
That's a job.
Impregnate another animal.
That is a job.
Get that done for us.
And I don't love it. No. And I'm sorry anyone has to do it.
I do it on the side, but...
I know you do, but just for... Because you need stuff to drink.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 955, KLOS, the worst job you or your friend ever had. But are we starting with her?
No. Okay. No. Oh, yes.
No. I mean, no. I think we are.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's good.
I think we are.
But yeah, no worries
Anne,
about
our producer's in here.
Yeah. Hi, Anne.
Hi, guys.
Anne.
We're talking about bad jobs.
and oddly, we talked to Anne right away.
You worked at SoFi. Uh-huh. And what was the bad job there?
Well, I don't know what it is about NFL games, but people like to drink a lot.
Right.
Too much.
And vomit.
Wow, they can't handle
their
liquor.
There are so many calls on the headphones for housekeeping because there's vomit everywhere.
Wow.
And I always think as these women roll up, because it's always women.
It is. Yes. Oh, you mean the cleaners.
The cleaners.
It's always men puke, I assume. Right.
And I just...
I assume.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Ladies in the house.
I actually saw one guy. His girlfriend was so wasted. He showed me a picture of her from before the game when she wasn't drunk. He's like, this is what she normally looks like.
And you didn't recognize her?
No.
Wow.
Wow. She's changed a lot in the last 3 hours.
Wow.
But that cleaning sucks. Up all that vomit all day.
Seems bad.
Not a good thing.
All right, let's take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. You have a terrible job?
Yeah, I had one. I was in a linen supply for restaurants and towels and tablecloths full of food. And I'm going to sort them out. It was nasty. It was like throw up every day.
Really? Vomit every day? You had to clean up vomit every day?
Because the food would get, like, rotten.
All right. Oh, no.
And then you got to sort it out.
Wow.
Oh, you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, you wouldn't suspect that that would be such a nasty job. I wouldn't think offhand.
When you first said it, I thought, how can that be?
That can be,
that bad.
But there you go. There's always a hidden to something. Thanks
yes,
for calling,
is.
Man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about the worst jobs.
About a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad ones.
Yeah, my daughter's a mortician.
Oh.
And can you be around it?
It took me a while to accept it, honestly.
How long is she?
Guess what?
Hmm.
She enjoys her job. She's been doing it for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I now look at my daughter and I think, now I know why you like that. I mean, she likes to be by herself. She has her own little likes and dislikes, and I think she's better off working.
She likes people to be very quiet. Did she ever shared any really crazy stories with you?
Or pictures?
No, not pictures. No.
Excellent.
No, she just kind of does her little thing, and she goes to work and happy as can be and comes home happy.
Listen, I'm thrilled that she exists and that she wants to do that job, because I don't.
Please thank her for
us. Thank her.
That's what I say.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, K-Rock Street Team. It was the worst.
I believe that. Dude, thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
It would be a super crappy job now, though. We're talking about the worst job that you or your friend ever had. Called. Everybody likes to complain about their job, but some are worse than others.
Some are worse than others.
So maybe you listen to these calls and you go, you know what? My job's not that bad. I thought it was bad.
Yeah, but
I heard, who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Heidi from Long Beach.
Hi, Heidi from Long Beach. Tell us about your worst job.
Okay, so I used to know Brad from Sublime. He was a good friend of mine. I lived in Long Beach. He got me a gig as a freelance bartender for his concert with Korn at the Seaport Marina Hotel.
Oh, that must have been a quiet evening.
Right?
Oh, hammered off our butts. We got to drink all we wanted. Here's the bad problem. ABC came in, saw minors everywhere drinking. They threw us up on a lineup against the curbs like dogs.
Wow. Then
the guy that hired us never took care of the ticket, and we went. I was had to go to jail, stuck on the back of a motorcycle. My buddy goes, Heidi, I think I'm going to jail. I go, oh, no, dude, I think it's me. And sure enough, in front of all the punks at the Clipper at a bar, they took me in cuffs saying she's got a warrant out for her arrest.
Were you underage?
I was not underage. No, I wasn't. But what? We served, I guess, some of the bartenders were minors underage. So
gotcha.
We all got popped.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Worst time of my life. Thank you, Brad.
Wow.
I'm not sure you heard that. You might need to shout
louder. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. That's amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a bad job that I'm working right now.
Yes, what is it?
I'm a COVID tester, so I basically nasally people.
Wow. Do people freak out still when you cram it in, as it were?
Well, we don't have to go as deep as in the beginning, but, you know, I'm digging for boogers, basically.
Sure, of course. And you must come out with some sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm not enjoying this conversation. I'm not enjoying it.
I'll just ask a quick percentage, do you think, as a testing positive of the time you've done it?
It's pretty, I'm trying to be honest. It's pretty few.
Yeah. I would think overall, really. Yeah. Right on. Well, enjoy your booger. Good luck. I don't know.
Yeah,
dig for gold. Yeah. Mining. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS. Hello.
The worst job I ever had was not having a job. That was what made it worse.
I kind of enjoyed my time not having a job.
I was going to say, it's not that terrible as long as you can pay the bills.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Pay the bills.
Hello. Hello, KLOS.
Worst job, digging swimming pools with shovels.
With shovels?
Why hast thou no
jackhammers? Shovels and jackhammers in the hills of Hollywood when I was 18 to 20 years old.
Is it just a way for the homeowner to save money by having a kid dig it?
Nope, inaccessible job site. So you couldn't get a tractor out there.
Gotcha.
So it's a 3-foot wide side yard. And it was me, my brother, a couple other laborers. It'd take us about 2 to 3 weeks to do it.
You must have hit the occasional serious boulder in the Hollywood Hills, too, I would think.
Yeah, it was crazy work.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Did a homeowner ever answer the door in a robe and go, hey, come on in?
No, but
Dwight Yoakam did tip us money one time.
Yeah, right, Dwight Yoakam. I love him. Nice. Good for you, Dwight.
For the win.
Hey, did you ever dig up anything weird there in the Hollywood Hills?
Actually, I did. I couldn't believe it. I started a little amateur archaeology hunt. I started finding it was an old craft site from, say, the 1800s, 1860s, 1880s. I found wine bottles, toothbrushes.
Wow.
Makeup containers. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Wow, that's awesome.
Any human remains. Bones.
He can't talk about that. No, he can't tell you about that. No.
No,
he can't. No. But, dude, thanks for calling. That turned out to be not so bad after all.
No. It was a good workout all day long.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
The worst job you ever had. We're talking about your worst job.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hates their job.
At some time or another.
But number 18 on this list is broadcaster, which I find funny. Because we have a great job. We get to work with music and we mess around.
Super easy job.
Yeah.
But it's a pain in the ass.
Perhaps surprisingly, broadcasting is considered a challenging job. Mainly due to the terrible work-life balance. That's true.
That is a fact.
Difficult. This highly stressful job, ..
Yeah. It's the best job in the world.
We're talking about...
And I hate it. I hate all work.
We're talking about seriously bad jobs. You have one?
My terrible job was I was a prison guard.
Whoa.
Prison guard. Wow. Where?
In the state of Idaho.
Idaho. Any prison riots ever?
No prison riots. Woo. Just one fire started by a witch, but it was fine.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Did you say a fire started by a witch?
Yeah. She was a witch and she started a fire in her cell. And
that's awesome. Bed.
That's fantastic.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Why are we so excited about that?
I don't know. Well, so how many years did you were you a prison guard?
5 years.
5 years. And the day you quit, what made you quit?
I got a better job.
Oh, okay. Anything.
His drug supply ran out.
Yeah. It literally felt like somebody pulled a pickup truck off my back.
Oh, I bet.
I bet so, yeah.
Talk about depressing when you walk in there. Wow. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Working at the zoo. Circumcising elephants.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Circumcising elephants. The pay wasn't very good, but the tips were big.
We're coming to get you, Dad.
I gotta be honest, that's well delivered.
Yeah, it was pretty well done. That was pretty well done.
We don't have any margaritas.
Keith Fault! Well, what have I been drinking, man? What is this?
You don't want to know.
It looks like
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Speaking of drinking,
mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford and his wife Kelly revealed that they had a long party after they won the Super Bowl, which makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
If you're an athlete.
Of course.
And you win the ultimate prize, it totally makes sense.
I doubt any footballer goes home and sits home quietly and reads a nice book
after
winning the Super Bowl.
Because you are always in your life going, yes, that was a great game, but next week.
Yes,
that was a great game, but next week.
Coach says I can't go party tonight.
It doesn't matter if the season's going well or poorly. You can't celebrate.
No.
Until
no.
you yep. win the Super Bowl. And only one team wins the Super Bowl, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you would expect them to stay all
of course.
All night. I told the story of having Meta World Peace in after the Lakers won the championship. And he came in his uniform.
And this is back when you used to do the morning, so yes. Clearly he'd been out all night.
It was
right?
Like 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
And he just came walking in and just was so happy. And
hell
I was like, you are living life.
He must have laughed.
Well done.
That's awesome.
So Matthew Stafford and his wife Kelly apparently went to a party at Drake's house the night after they won the Super Bowl.
Sure, of course, right?
And it got to be about 4 a.m.
See, now that's really early. That's calling it a night early
that's
if you win the
thought.
Super Bowl. I mean, it's 4 a.m. in 3 days.
It's funny because this article is written as if that's a horrible thing for them.
Oh, what a boring writer.
Right.
Who's that boring person?
So then I look at it and go, what? And the reason they left at 4 a.m. is because they had the parade at Disneyland the next day.
She's actually being responsible.
Yes.
I mean, that is admirable.
They're parenting heroes.
They are.
So the topic is you were hungover.
Yeah, and you had
for something important that you couldn't get out of.
Major thing to do the next day.
But you partied the night before, yeah. And you felt like ass,
yeah.
And you had to do it anyway.
You probably were even maybe still drunk. It's certainly been kind of
possible, but
the next
hungover
day.
Is,
much
I think,
worse
than drunk.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Because at least you feel good when you're drunk.
Yeah, you get to that
hungover.
Point where even the hair of the dog ain't going to help
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. So the headache and the aches and you might throw up.
Oh, and everything's loud and bright.
Yep.
And everyone's so cheerful. Careful. Congratulations on winning the Super Boom. Oof. Shut up. That's how I would do.
You are a 99-year-old grouch.
Oh, man. That is a fact.
You
friend.
Are something.
I'm gonna slip right into 99. No problem.
All right. We're going to take your phone calls on you were hungover for something important.
Yes.
Something important. You couldn't get out of. You knew it. You went out the night before anyway. You're like, you know what?
Screw it.
I'll just suffer through it.
Yep.
I'll live.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about Matthew Stafford and his wife partying after the Super Bowl and then having to take their kids to Disneyland the next day for a parade while hungover.
Ooh.
So the question is, you were hungover for something important?
For work, but not just me, all my coworkers. One of my coworkers had a going away party at a bar, so everyone went. And when they called last call, one of the supervisors ordered 11 pints of beer. And we see him with all these beers lined up in front of him, laughing like a maniac. We're like, yo, hey, what's wrong with you? And he's like, oh, I got these for you guys. Just to drink them. And we're like, no, we're leaving. Like, bar's closed. We're gone. And he's like, drink these beers or I'm going to write you up at work tomorrow.
Ah!
We're like, shoot. So we drank all the beers.
This sounds like an imaginary conversation that you had in your head. He made me. I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, so the next day where everyone's like a zombie and he's just pointing at us and laughing with that off. And,
well, that's funny. As long as the supervisor who bought you
that's
the beers
true.
Finds it hilarious.
Yeah, then you're not in any kind
it's
of
all
trouble.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on him. So.
Sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
I like that everyone was hungover.
Yes, exactly.
KLOS, hello.
That's like working in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good, thank you.
So, yeah, anybody who knows me knows I'm drunk and, like, hungover, like, almost at everything I do, every job I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst time I had actually an important thing to do was go to the dentist.
Right.
Get a deep mouth cleaning or whatever.
No, yeah, you're going to vomit anyway,
whoa,
let alone
no.
them sticking
oh,
stuff
man.
Down your throat. Did you?
Oh, yeah, no.
No, the person who was doing it, like, she knew what was going to go on. She knew I was hungover because I explained to her at the very beginning. So she was real cautious and kept stopping, like, are you going to go right now? Are you going to do it right now? Are you going to do it?
That's hilarious. I love that. I love that you were considerate enough at least to give her a heads
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh, she could probably still smell the alcohol on me, too.
That's the best smell she could have gotten off of you.
I would think not hungover, but maybe drunk would be the way to get, like, a root canal done.
All right.
I'll try that next time. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Man, me and my boy were in the Navy, and the night before, we knew we had to deploy for a 9-month deployment, and we went bar hopping and got trashed.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it was the worst, man, because, you know, you got to go. You know, we're in the military, so.
You got no choice.
Call,
yeah.
We had no choice, man. We were at mustard just hurting.
I mean, you couldn't have been the only one, though, right? I mean, I would think a good chunk of the guys were blowing chunks. Or
yeah, probably, you know, yeah. Because it's always, they always say it's a 7-month deployment, but it ends up being like a 9 or 10. And
right.
We knew, you know, we were always in the Persian Gulf. So
wow.
We were in muster, and our petty officers saw it on our face, and they were just laughing at us.
Well, that's hilarious. I'm sure they see that all the time.
Yeah, no kidding. You wouldn't do anything differently, though, would you?
Hell no, man. I was in the service, man. This is what we did. I'm a sailor, man. We drink.
Right on, man.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And for your drinking.
Yeah. And you've been punching through the hangover to get it done. Awesome, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You are hung over for something important. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're playing a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah, no, we're not. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't expecting
that. No, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear anything.
Huh? We're talking about you were hung over for something important because Matthew Stafford and his wife stayed out and partied after the Super Bowl. Who could blame them?
Yeah, so you're supposed to do.
Right. You needed to do that. Yeah. And then they went to the parade at Disneyland the next day with their four kids. And it seems like maybe they would have liked a day in between.
Yeah.
But you were hungover for something important?
So, in Vegas about 15 years ago, and a lady friend had come in from the company from outside, and we ended up going out that night, drinking like two great, crazy, wild people.
Mm-hmm.
I could not find the car that I rented. We went to so many places, I forgot where I parked the car.
That's fantastic.
Well, till the next morning, we had to go to the food show. I'm in my same clothes. My boss says to me, I'm ready to go to the airport. Where's the car? And I couldn't tell him where the car was at the point.
That's fantastic.
Ugh, that was awful. I got him a taxi, and I found the car later the other day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well played.
I mean, it's in Vegas. He better understand. You know, it's Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we danced. It was great.
Dressed
yeah,
in the same clothes the next day? That's a sweet move.
Dude, that's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. It's John Armstrong.
Hi. Are you drunk now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay. Hold on, sir.
We're talking about being hungover for something important.
Hey, all the time.
Any time in particular?
Right now?
All right. Thanks for calling.
This is not important.
But we appreciate your call.
No one gives a rat's ass. See thanks for calling, man.
All right. Bye. KLOS, hello.
I was going to a wedding. I was the maid of honor. My friend had all the girls over the night before the wedding. We partied all night.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we could. And the hairdresser came the next morning to do the hair, brought us some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got into the limousine to go to the wedding, drank everything in the limousine. And then we had to stand there in like 8 yards of satin in a church getting married.
Oh.
That sounds like the worst time ever.
It was in August in the 80s. Oh. And it was a...
You know, I would think, though, that, like, I mean, at weddings, almost, what, 37% of the crowd is wasted, wouldn't you think?
Oh, easily.
Over? Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, yes. We got to go to this freaking wedding tomorrow.
Yep. No one likes going to weddings,
no.
Right?
No.
Okay.
Who does?
I don't know.
Right on. Well, I'm glad you made it through. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Thanks
Thank
for,
you
calling.
For calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, hey.
Hey. You were hungover for something important?
I don't remember.
Okay. We're talking about being hungover for something important.
And then we were talking about, you know, we've both come into work plenty of times, still kind of drunk even.
Well, we were talking about being hungover for something important.
Yes, exactly. We decided that's not important.
We don't consider our work important. But
nope.
There was one time that I got some edibles from a friend.
And you were new to edibles at the time.
At the time I was,
that's
yes.
That's always dangerous.
And it was 100 milligrams.
Woo! And you enjoy like 10 at
and
this
And it was
night,
supposed to be 20 servings, 5 milligrams each, and I ate the whole thing. And that was at noon on one
okay,
day.
Okay, noon on one day.
Took a nap.
Your 20 servings.
Woke up.
Okay.
Spent time with my kids. I'm sure I was charming.
Hey, you guys are the best.
Went back to sleep.
Why are you melting?
Went to work, had a breakfast with show with Paramore.
Wow.
And don't remember it. Don't remember anything about it.
Really?
No.
So Paramore played, you interviewed Paramore, you talked to them live on the radio.
That happened.
Yeah. You have no idea what any of it... You could
I hope
like,
it went well. I hope people enjoyed it. But we're asking you if you were hungover for something important. Well, most people are calling with work, but some people are calling with weddings and stuff that maybe is
or
a little bit
maybe
you
had a speech to give or something.
Oh, that's the best.
Or you had to interview a big band.
818-955-KLOS.
Due for Tuesday on 22 of 22 in the month of Two Cares. But there's a couple for Motley Crue.
A lot of people who believe in numerology
that's
care.
True. You're right about that.
Numerology. About that. Don't forget about those crazy people.
2220.
We started this hour talking about Matthew Stafford and how they partied after the Super Bowl and then had to go the next day to the parade at Disneyland, which is, of course, both are great.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe separate them by a day.
Or a week
they
after winning
really
the Super Bowl. Yeah.
So you were hungover for something important?
I remember getting ready for a
all-day trip out to the islands to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And the buds and I, we all partied the night before, of course.
Of course.
And then it came down to 5 o'clock in the morning getting on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the masturbator. I was definitely the master puker.
So you were chumming the water.
Something like that.
Wow, you don't want to be out on a boat hungover.
No. That is rough. No. I throw up on a boat anyway, even if I'm not hungover. So that's bad news.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Talking about hungover for something important.
Yes, college graduation.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, well.
It was bad. Horrible. Party till about 4:30, 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to the fraternity house, zonked out. Graduation was at 9 o'clock.
Why did they do that to college grad?
Did you make it?
Made it and threw up during the ceremony.
Nah, yay!
More props.
On stage?
Not on stage.
On your certificate?
I got a blank certificate. Actually, that's why I got so drunk. So
that's hilarious.
Oh, man.
What school? Yes, was it a Southern California school?
Southern California, University of Redlands.
Redlands!
Go Bulldogs!
Go Bulldogs!
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. You were hungover for something important?
Yes, sir. Court in Vegas.
Court?
Monday morning.
I can't imagine anyone that's ever gone to court in Vegas, especially on a Monday morning, was anywhere near sober.
I agree. That has to be a normal thing.
Yeah. What were you in trouble for?
Go in there, go up there Sunday night, check into the hotel room, brother and I. He pulls out a little box of goodies. We have our Fear and Loathing Las Vegas trip. And next morning, I'm sitting there sweating, pale, can't breathe, and thank God they asked for a continuance.
Thank God.
Wow.
You are a lucky bastard.
And that judge hitting that damn gavel was like a bastard out of hell. Keep it down, sir. Keep it down.
You would not believe.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
We have some Vegas stories.
Yes.
Hi, bro.
Hi.
Yes, it was a DUI, and I was late for my court date.
Ding, 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 ding. I think we might have a winner.
That is hilarious.
Did the judge know?
Okay.
Okay.
Did the judge know?
Yes, I got criminated, man.
You got criminated.
I hate getting criminated.
I do too. Criminated is the worst.
It's a suck thing. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hey, judge. Judge this.
Hello.
Hey, sorry.
KLOS, hello.
I'm yelling at a judge.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You were hungover for something important?
I had gotten into a little bit of nose candy with a former reality TV star overnight.
Okay.
Partied all night long. Next thing I know, it's 7 a.m. This is north of Baltimore, and I had to be in D.C. by 8 a.m. to work on an HGTV show.
Wow.
And
what a nightmare.
That was the worst 10-hour shift of moving furniture and redecorating stuff that you could ever imagine. I was stoned until at least 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing heavy lifting when you're...
No, you do not.
Well, thanks for calling, man. I think, we have a consensus here. KLOS people know how to party!
Agreed.
Well, that fella's got himself a big old hit on his hands.
Why are you talking like this is a country music
station?
He's
got himself a bunch of great songs on his new album. It's good. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Sorry. Epiphany is what that is. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Talk to me, freaky. What did we learn?
A party bus high-speed chase happened today, and the driver was not me.
Which I don't believe.
Although no one believes it. And that's some nonsense. We were talking about Matthew Stafford and his wife out late partying after the Super Bowl, of course, then went to the parade at Disneyland with their 4 kids. And we took calls from people who were hungover for something important. And a guy called in who missed his court date for a DUI.
And we figured out KLOS folk like to party.
And people on the Next Door app can suck it.
Suck it!
That's what we learned.
All right, I'm off to pet my kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Purple Sticky Punch. Green Crack. And train wreck. Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo Window Box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunder. The Crippler. Jamaican Lamb's Wool.
Bam!
Nickel Frick.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo! Oh,
there you go.
Is it small and fat?
The single that would go on to win Grammy Award for Record of the Year in 1978 was released on this day in rock in 1977. It was the title track, released as a 45 single, The Eagles, Hotel California. You could have sworn you saw Sting with blonde hair way back in the day. It was on this day in rock in 1978 when the Police appeared in a Wrigley's chewing gum commercial for United States Television. Okay. If you were at the private party in San Diego that Paul McCartney played on this day in rock in 2003, please raise your hand. It was the 50th birthday party for Wendy Whitworth, the executive producer of CNN's Larry King Show. He donated the $1 million he got for playing the private show to Adopt a Minefield charity.